The Bishop of Jaffna, northern Sri Lanka, Thomas Savandaranaiyagam, has once again appealed to the government in Colombo and the leaders of the Tamil Tiger separatist rebel group for an immediate ceasefire to allow aid through to 300,000 people caught up in the middle of their war. The Jesuit Refugee Service, together with Caritas and the International Red Cross, are few aid groups operative on the ground in the area where the war is waging. JRS International Director Father Peter Balaise describes the situation in the northeast of the island nation as a second Gaza.
Around 200,000 to 300,000 people, it's almost two-thirds of the civilian population of the Vani district in the northeast of Sri Lanka. They have been forced out of their homes and are living in camps in areas controlled by the Tamil Tigers. They are trapped in that area, which is probably not more than 50 square kilometers, I guess around the size of Gaza. So we have a similar situation of a civilian population, large civilian population, being trapped in a conflict where both sides have opted for, I call it, total war. People are crowded together in temporary shelters, surrounded by mud, with no promise of regular access to food or adequate sanitation. There's not much known about the situation itself because there's no access. And on top of it, the government does not allow NGOs and international organizations to do any service. We plead with the Bishop of Jaffna for the creation of peace and safe zones where the civilian population which is trapped can at least feel safe. We plead that sufficient food and medicine can reach the Vani district, the people, and that all warring factions allow international monitors to assess the needs of the people trapped in the conflict areas so that we know better what their situation is.